B'tachan v'lai shir 1248, Wednesday, Parshas Shlach. Today's shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hatzlocha in a certain inyan. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them Hatzlocha and Bracha in everything that they do. We are discussing the words of the Ramchal. We mentioned it last week, that B'tochen enhances our tefillah. And we explained that through B'tochen we clear out the channels that we should be able to relate to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with tefillah. One of our listeners reached out with an important question. We discussed it previously, but we'll just revisit it quickly. That if we are saying that B'tochen and tefillah are really two different wavelengths, and we basically said that B'tachin is like a child in front of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Tefillah is like an Eved, a servant in front of his Melech. And yes, both of them have both, but generally speaking, that's the difference between B'tachin and Tefillah. B'tachin is that I'm secure that I will get what I want, and Tefillah is that I ask for it. So how could B'tachin operate and change the mechanics of my Tefillah? They're working on two different wavelengths. B'tachin is one way to approach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and tefillah is the other. And technically, a person that has B'tachin is guaranteed to be answered, like we explained. Tefillah is something else. So how does B'tachin work to rectify, to enable my tefillah? And the answer is that we're discussing the level of tikva, which is not the highest level of B'tachin. Tikva is not guaranteed for a person to see a result. It's just hope. A person is not 100% secure he's going to see the Yeshua. He's hopeful that he'll see the Yeshua. It's a powerful level of B'tachin, but it's not the highest level. And therefore, a person still needs hishtadlus even with tikva. And as we explained, tefillah is one of the most powerful ways to do hishtadlus. So, in this instance, you use both. Meaning, you work on your tikva, you hope that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will send the Yeshua. But at the same time, you daven, because tefillah is a very powerful form of hishtadlus. So you're right, if a person has 100% betachin, he's guaranteed to see a Yeshua, and technically, he doesn't need any tefillah at all. He's guaranteed to have a Yeshua. However, since most of us, or almost all of us, do not have 100% betachin. So therefore, we have to do some form of hishtadlus. And tefillah is one of the most powerful forms of hishtadlus. So therefore, even though they're working on two different wavelengths, but you have betachin and you daven, like we said many times, hishtadlus fills up the gaps in the betachin. The point of hishtadlus, the Beis Halevi explains, is that even though a person has B'tachin, but since he's still a little bit nervous, because he doesn't have 100% B'tachin, so his Hishtadlus helps him feel calm. His Hishtadlus fills up those gaps in his B'tachin. And the same thing with Tikva. You don't know what you're going to see when you have Tikva. You're hopeful to have a Yeshua, but you don't know. Therefore, you can still fill the gaps with Tefillah. So you have Tikva, and you have Tefillah. They are technically two different approaches, but they can work together. To fill the gaps of your betachin, you use tefillah. That's why the Ramchal says that when a person works on their betachin, they have the ability to clear the ears, so to speak, to clear the pipes, to be able to be zeicha to a Yeshua through tefillah. Why? Because betachin attaches you to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We're talking about the level of tikva. You still need to come on to tefillah, like we explained. And therefore, betachin enhances your tefillah.